We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
By the way, speaking of killing it, you almost got thrown through a window with that tickling routine you put on. Nothing turns me into the Hulk more than tickling.
Yeah, you were helpless. You were like a baby.
Baby.
Go back.
Yeah, I almost got thrown through a window. The dude was, I rendered him. it was it. You were, I
hate
disarmed
that.
You.
Don't tickle people. The worst.
This is actual audio.
Oh, like, yeah, right. That was me. A
couple minutes ago.
Jerko. Let's see here. Your text. I recently learned about money market accounts, transferred my savings, and now I'm addicted to putting money in to see what my earnings are each month.
Nice.
Yeah, it can be a good, really good thing.
Really good.
My mom's a CPA and has been telling me for years, save for retirement. I'm 24 and put 15% of every paycheck into retirement.
Good for you.
You know, I've told this story before. In our old building, Liz St. John was the lady that said to me, you've got to get in on the 401k. And I was, this is when we first started. And I was like, no, I'm sure that I don't. And she explained to me, the company is giving you free money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'll match it. If you hit a certain percentage of your paycheck, each paycheck, they'll match that. They'll right. give you some money, free
it's
money.
All pre-tax.
Right. They'll give you free money. You have to do it. And I went, you seem pretty passionate about this. I guess I'll try it. And it really did add up fast. It's a big deal.
It's,
you really
it's
want that.
Huge.
510 says, can't save. Sorry. Wow. Thanks for the super stress on retirement and college savings. Gah.
Gah, you're welcome.
It is harsh. These days, you cannot make a living without a college degree. Parents should help out where they can because they're the ones decided to make more humans. All right. Well,
yeah,
that's
okay.
one
well,
way
that's,
to look at it.
It certainly is a good attitude. Also, they're going to have to continue living. And you are a grown-up now. When are you going to drop that stone? You decided to have me.
Wah!
Really? You're 30, okay?
Wah!
Yes, it's true. I decided to have you.
Wah!
Everything about your life is... blame it on me. Just live here. It's fine. I'll just pay all your bills.
You know
I'll
what?
Make all your phone calls for you.
I'll tell you something, though. I remember wanting to move out because I didn't like hanging out with my parents. I needed to get out of this place. It seems like people today are better friends with their parents.
Yeah.
Parents aren't cramping their style.
I'm actually hoping that continues to be the trend at my house. We're getting along just fine these days.
When the kids don't want to bail, they're like, it's great. We have TV night.
Yeah,
we have
all
dinners
our family
together.
Jokes. It's great. Who would want
to
leave?
Fun.
And listen, I mean, there's actually nothing wrong with living with your parents if you are a contributing member of society. Like, if my kid has a job and he's paying me some rent and he's paying his share of the internet and the PG&E and he does his own laundry, I'd be like, all right, you can keep living here. I never see you. You're always in your room. You're a delight at dinner.
Oh, this is, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, that kid's going to make it. He's going to go
we'll
on tour.
See.
You're not going to see him.
Well, you're right. So I'm getting all I can now.
408 says, Vinny, Ace Donut was the best for breaks. There's someone who grew up in my hometown.
Clearly. You probably saw them at Ace Donuts.
Hopman sounds like a creepy, heavy breather stalker.
Hopman?
Hopman.
God, why do you have
Hopman.
To sound so creepy all the time?
Hopman.
No, 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 no. Hopman.
There's a difference between a deadbeat kid who refuses to leave home and the ones who can't but will pay rent, buy groceries, and help with the house taxes.
There it is.
Right.
Yeah.
There it is. I do think that there's no... If you get along with your family and... I don't see anything wrong with it. What I have a problem with is the kid who's a slob who sits on the... A kid, by the kid, I mean a 30-year-old who doesn't have a job. I can't have a job and I'm college educated, but I can't. It's, you know, I think those lines are pretty clear.
408 says, I stayed in SF once and never again. I thought the financial district would be a nicer, safer area. Nope. I would go out of my hotel room every morning to the Starbucks. I saw a man with 5 needles in plain sight walking down the street as a cop walks right by with him. WTF. Mm. Yeah, it's in plain view here in the city. And
yeah,
the truth
no one is hiding
they
it.
Can't bust everybody.
Right.
There's no place to put them.
There's right. Sometimes you go down, go see a play at the Orpheum, or it's some right around there, right around City Hall, and it's just it's a crowd. It's a crowd of people in the middle of shooting up, having just shot up, looking to get their next score. It's just super dangerous.
What are you referring to when you're talking about a program to clean up the drugs in San Francisco? I missed it. They're gonna try to put in, I guess, a safe
injection site.
They're touring other locations in the world to see where it's working and how it works,
right?
Because they need to put it here, because the BART station is not acceptable.
No, people are trying to go. I mean, think how scary that would be if someone decided to stick you, you know, as you're walking down.
650 says, I hope Rudy has wonderful tales from the road on today's secret show.
Oh, I hope so too, Rudy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's quite
classic.
Possibly the most diverse.
Sarah. And when you thought it was over.
And that's why we're number one, everybody.
Boom.
Are you sure?
Welcome.
You. Boom.
To another movie review.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we are.
Finally.
All right, everyone, here is your review of a film called Deadpool 2, starring Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, Morena Bacalaca.
Ooh.
Bacalaca, bacalaca.
Nice pronunciation there.
And TJ Miller. So, Bryn, what's this film about? And Rudy, chime in and help us.
This we'll movie. Do. So, Ryan Reynolds, he plays a character named Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool.
Mm.
Brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young mutant boy with supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling mutant Cable.
And along the way, learns a lot of things about himself. So it's a little bit more in depth into Wade Wilson and who he actually is. So there's a little deeper meaning to this movie.
Is this one rated R like the last one?
Well, we're going to get to that in a sec.
Oh.
So, Bryn, Rudy, Deadpool 1 was a hard R. Lots of foul language, some sex, lots of blood
Good.
And death.
Right.
It was great.
Is Deadpool 2 at the same level as Deadpool 1, and which one is better?
Well, I'll tell you this. The level of gore, the level of just like, you know, slapstick humor, they're pretty much the same in both of them, and I think you expected that in the second one, and they did not fail to deliver in the second one. But I do got to say that I think the first one kind of hit you a little bit harder because it was the first one, and I don't think anybody really understood to what level Marvel was going to take this humorous character to, because most of their movies are pretty serious, right? So this one, just this being the comic relief of the Marvel Universe, the first one really just kind of sideswiped you. This one, you went into the movie theater expecting it, and you got it. You definitely got it. But for that reason, I think the first one hit you a little bit harder.
How about the nudity and premarital sex? Was there a lot of that in the second one?
Oh, naturally. Yeah, you got to have that.
Not nearly as much, I don't feel. Like, they didn't have the very special scene I think Sarah liked the most from Deadpool 1.
The calendar girl one? They went through the whole calendar?
Yeah, exactly. And they have certain moves that you wish that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
but there were other scenes though in the movie that kind of
yes.
fall in line with that. Mm-hmm. And there's also some other like levels of humor. I actually think they tried to be a little bit funny. Now usually when people try to be funny, it's not funny. But I think they actually went out of their way and said, you know what? I think people really appreciated the humor. We're gonna give some more funny punchlines, give kind of spread out the jokes, and they succeeded.
I felt
in that.
The same way that they were trying a little bit because they had expectations to meet and. That can be a problem.
Yeah.
All right. So the bad guy in this one is Josh Brolin. It's hard to think of Josh as Cable because he's also Thanos.
Right.
Oh.
So first of all, who is Cable? Secondly, how was he as Cable? And thirdly, which one is he better in, Guardians or Deadpool? It's a three-parter.
Oh, man. Okay. So
who is he?
What was the first part again?
Who is Cable?
Who
is Cable?
So Cable, I looked it up because it doesn't really say exactly where he's from. He is Cyclops' son.
Oh, there
Does
you go.
Make any
Scott.
Sense?
Okay, good knowledge.
You know, Scott.
That's Scott, really?
Yeah, Scott is Cyclops.
I think because of, like, I don't really follow the Marvel Universe as well as Human does, so the chronological order of it, I don't really understand.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's Cyclops' son, and he's a time traveler, basically.
How was he as Cable?
It was pretty badass.
Yeah, he was. No, yeah. He fulfilled that role, and I almost got like, you know, you're talking about him time traveling. You almost got like that John Connor feeling from Terminator, where he's mm-hmm. like coming back from the future to like save the world. There was almost like some nobility to him as a villain. You know, he was trying to do something positive in his mind, but also. You know, I can't help but think the fact that, and I'm not just going to glaze over this, man, the fact that Josh Brolin plays both Cable and Thanos.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that somehow, in some weird way, they're going to merge this, because it's one of those moves where it's just too, like, it's blatantly obvious that it's the same person, and yet he's playing two different roles. And if you really look at, no spoilers here, but if you really look at both of their roles, Thanos and Cable, there are some similarities there.
Oh.
So it makes you think that maybe somewhere down the line they might merge these two.
So you think he'll be the only actor in the film playing five different
parts. I don't understand why else you would have Josh Brolin, one guy, play two epic villains, or yeah. two like, you know, centerpieces
in
of a
movies
movie
that are out 2 weeks apart from each
and
other,
and in the and same, the same universe, the same Marvel universe. So I just feel like that's just my guess, but I think that somehow, some way, they're gonna merge later on down the line.
All right, let's talk about X-Force. Who are they? How was the casting? Does it work?
Yes, it does.
Who are they?
You have Domino, you have Bedlam, you have the Shatterer. And then you have Deadpool himself and Colossus.
So this
what about
is
the invisible guy?
Oh, the Vanisher?
Yeah, the Vanisher.
You know, the role that the Vanisher played in this movie was more for like for comic relief, you know, because the fact that his superpower is the fact that he's invisible. So that's just like it just sets up a line of like funny jokes. So I think that, you know, I don't know how much of a role he's going to have in the future, but I will say this though, the girl who played Domino, and her name escapes me right now, but the girl who played Domino, she was phenomenal. Domino's superpower is the ability to be lucky all the time. And I know that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it was great. Her name is Zazie Beetz.
Okay, Zazie Beetz. There you go. Perfect name. But the fact that her superpower is the ability to be lucky, it sounds a little boring and a little funny and far-fetching at first.
But it worked.
But yes, because it sets up so many cool action scenes, you know, with like her just like going through, you know, different violent situations and just coming out untouched.
It's almost like The Matrix or some movie that the superhero, he's a human being walking through life and everything just falls in line for him.
Yes.
But that's not possible when you're driving Fast and Furious and you fly across the mountain, land perfectly on a road, and then go under a tunnel.
Unless you're Zazie Beetz.
Right, unless you're Zazie Beetz. Everything just falls in line, right?
She was my favorite. She was my favorite member of X-Force. I think everybody who watches this movie is going to definitely get a kick out of her
How's the Old Spice guy?
Hilarious, Terry Crews.
Oh right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was in there just pumping those pecs left and right, bam, 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 bam. So yeah, but people forget how funny Terry Crews actually is. So when you put him in this situation, you know, you saw him in White Chicks and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You put him in this situation where they're asking him to be funny and also look like a superhero. He's like the perfect guy for the role.
Should you sit through the credits?
Yes.
What happens?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens, you know. But in classic Marvel style, they give you some tidbits at the end, and because this is Deadpool, these tidbits were hilarious.
But you don't have to sit through all the credits, though.
Oh. Yeah, you have to literally sit through the entire thing.
Not like
thing.
Guardians, where you have to sit through all the credits.
Oh, no. Not that all was different. The credits. Like, so, yeah, you don't have to wait to see who the grip is.
Basically,
the key
you
grip.
Have about a minute or two of credits, and then they give you the little Easter eggs, as opposed to...
don't wait past second set of credits.
Right, because we did wait, and it just faded black. And
yeah, like once they start thanking the city of Toronto, like you could just walk out of the theater. You know, like you don't have to wait for all that.
Do you want to say anything about Brad Pitt or Hugh Jackman?
Oh, they're in this?
I think you said enough right there. Like, I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to spoil anything, but I think you've said enough.
Well,
and
I'll say one thing about Brad Pitt. You really have to watch out for him.
Yes,
and try to find the guy. Otherwise, you will miss him.
Was it obvious who he was?
A key part.
No, it's not obvious.
It
wasn't obvious to me. I actually heard that he was in the movie Hindsight and had to look it up. Like, whoa!
I've read some reviews that say he actually stole the film. He's so good. Is that true?
Well, I mean, you know, the amount of time that you saw his beautiful face, you know, I don't know if he stole it, but it just goes to show like that Deadpool really went out of its way to give the viewer these tiny Easter eggs, even if they were for a brief time. they went out of their way to make sure that, that there was memorable things that happened in the movie that may not even affect the movie overall, but you remember them because it's like, oh, wow, I just saw such
so
and
this
such.
Actually, it, you know, I expected you guys to be kind of dumping on this movie, but it sounds like you actually liked it.
No, they did a great job. Again, like, and it's hard because the expectations were so high. You knew that it was going to be funny.
The first movie was so great.
So good, you know, and then this one comes along and it's like, okay, you know, now I'm sure they're going to try to be funny. And
so it is
try.
An R.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
A hard R.
It's a hard
How
R.
How old should you, what's good parenting? How old should you be to, how old should your kids be?
To Look, if you already went to go, if you already took your kid to go watch the first one.
But he's
know,
eight. He's eight.
No, he's definitely. Eight. I would never recommend a parent to take their 8-year old. Unless you want
For
your 8-year old to rob me when he's 18, you know, somewhere
advanced.
Down the line.
But at least the middle school, I'd say.
Like 16 or 17?
If you took your kid to watch the first one, then you've already corrupted them, and you might as well just let them watch the
you're
second one.
You're a terrible
one.
Parent.
Yeah. That's bad parenting.
Yeah, but I think that if this is your first time watching Deadpool, I think if you're like 14, 15, you'll be fine.
So, right, so Deadpool's a Marvel movie?
It is.
It's a Marvel.
So Marvelous. I just looked up all the Marvel movies in chronological order, and Deadpool isn't in the list of movies.
That's
as
incredible.
Why shouldn't it be though?
It should be. Yeah.
I don't know.
Heavier metal.net?
No, this is on IMDb. So it's like starts with the first Avenger, Captain America, then Iron Man, then Incredible Hulk, and it goes in order.
I'm surprised.
Follow them
and leaves it out,
and even ends up with
Deadpool 2016 is there.
Uh-oh.
The first one is there, yeah.
Deadpool
20. Watching, looking at different websites. Where
is and it? You should look at the Wikipedia.
Oh, this is, okay, this is IMDb. But it has Ant-Man and Wasp coming up this year.
It does, yeah. That's the 4th of July release this year.
Oh. Well, even if they don't have him listed on there, though, Vinny, I mean, the cool thing about this movie is that he goes out of his way, Wade Wilson goes out of his way to make fun of the X-Men. Oh. And they some of them even have little cameos in there to kind of add to the humor of it all. So I don't know if that's just part of the whole Deadpool charm where they're just trying to be like outsiders. But they definitely go out of their way to make fun of the fact that they're part of the Marvel Universe. And they kind of, you know, rip on the all X-Men, right. too.
They even rip on DC Comics.
Yeah, like, exactly. Exactly.
Which
yes.
is kind of funny, too.
Everybody gets it.
Sum it all up.
Rudy?
You want me to sum this up? Well, yeah. I'm looking at you like, okay.
Hey, don't you usually sum it up first, human?
I didn't see it.
I'm happy.
I didn't see it.
That was our
you
little
didn't
secret.
See the movie?
That was no. our little secret.
We almost got through without you guys even realizing you didn't see it.
Right.
How did you not see it?
It was the screening was during the memorial, and I just couldn't. And they said they might do one this week, and they didn't.
Oh, you tell us about Han Solo right now.
I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I went along with this lie this whole time.
What a scam!
I never said anything. I didn't say he watched it or he didn't watch it.
And I was thinking that. Oh my God! He didn't even see the movie, and he still spoiled it.
Right.
What a gift!
I didn't even think about that.
That's incredible.
You are truly talented, sir. To sum it all up, this movie was so much fun. It was extremely humorous. They went out of their way to add their style. The characteristics of Wade Wilson really jumped out here. And on top of all that, it was a really, really heartfelt story. Believe it or not, there was actually a lot of heart in this movie. I can't tell you where it starts at, but once you see the movie, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Wade Wilson, Deadpool, they do not disappoint. I'm giving this movie 4 piñatas.
Damn.
4 piñatas. It was that good. It was that good.
My favorite part about this whole Deadpool thing is how often they break the fourth wall and they just like, you know, talk about what they're doing and talk about, like, one of the lines I loved most was he says to one guy, "Well, you're not going to get a speaking line anymore. No, we're speaking for you." To one of the actors, which is hilarious. I'm biased, though, because I love the first one so much, and I didn't know what to expect. This one, I walked in with too much expectation, which was bad. But then that's my fault. So hopefully you go there knowing that I said this, and I'm giving it 3.75 Ninja Stars. Oh. And don't walk in with expectations, which is hard to do.
Right.
Next right. week, everyone... Rudy's back to review Solo.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh. Very excited about that
did
one.
Did you even go see Solo?
I did.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's
right,
admit
then.
The truth now.
Wow. The truth.
All right, Rudy, you're joining us for the Secret Show,
I
yeah?
sure am.
All right, perfect. I'm sure you have some amazing groovy
That's
stories.
Gonna be hilarious.
I can't wait. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you to our special guest today, Roberta Gonzalez. She's telling us about her new show, which debuts Saturday night I think it's at 7 o'clock. Let me see if I have
Where's one. Roberta?
Yeah, where's Roberta? It's a travel show. It is 7:30 Saturday night, and she's in London, and it's all about the royal wedding, which, of course, you know, she shot it before the royal wedding, and the wedding will have happened.
It's really neat. Early. I hope she does great with it. I really wish her the best.
I know. We love Roberta. So thanks to her for coming by today. Thanks to Rudy for stopping by to review with Bryn. And apparently not human. Deadpool 2.
What a ripoff.
Sounds like these
you
guys.
You feel ripped off?
I'm just surprised. I guess I think I actually had heard him say that he didn't go to the Deadpool 2 thing, but then he didn't mention it again. And it wasn't because when he said to sum it up, I'm like, don't you do that first? Isn't that your job? And then he.
Weird.
I didn't see it.
So Rudy's going to join us on The Secret Show. We're going to go cut one of those, see what he's been up to, get to a little bad advice. You can send us any problem you have, any question, the life's big questions, life's little questions. We're just awesome at giving advice. That's why we call it bad advice. Send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. You can find The Secret Show around 11 at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. Most phones have a little app on them for that.
I got a feeling about today's show.
Oh, yeah? What's
the
feeling?
Oh, it's going to be a doozy.
You can't stop the feeling. Yeah.
Please listen to today's Secret Show podcast. You're going to love it.
I agree with you. I have a feeling about it, too.
I mean, you were cussing on the regular air today.
Shh, don't
right.
stop bringing that up.
I was just
up.
Kidding. That's I've just a joke, a everyone. She would never do that.
I wouldn't. I didn't do that.
Right.
Have a great day, and the next time we see you...
It'll be Friday.
Yay! See you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.